Shanti, and very good morning to all of you. You all are listening from yesterday and also experiencing some beautiful changes in yourself. तो इससे पहले हम आगे बढ़ें तो मैं आपके समक्ष एक बहुत छोटा सा प्रश्न रखूंगा, क्योंकि when we go to a different level, we must give a test, and that's a test of our own thought power. अब प्रश्न कोई बड़ा नहीं है, it's very very simple question. और अगर आपको लगे कि प्रश्न ठीक नहीं है तो वी कैन इवन चेंज द क्वेश्चन, देयर इज नो प्रॉब्लम, वी आर अलाउड टू डू दैट. द क्वेश्चन इज, व्हाई डू वी वर्क इन आवर लाइफ, हम अपने जीवन में कार्य क्यों करते हैं. थ्री चॉइसेस, वी वर्क इन आवर लाइफ, हम अपने जीवन में कार्य करते हैं पैसे के लिए, नंबर वन. दूसरी चॉइस, हम अपने जीवन में खुशी के लिए काम करते हैं. एंड द थर्ड वन इज, हम अपने जीवन में पैसे और खुशी दोनों के लिए कार्य करते हैं. टेक टू सेकेंड्स, गो इन टू योर सेल्फ एंड सर्च फॉर योर आंसर. कौन कौन कहते हैं कि हम अपने जीवन में केवल पैसे के लिए काम करते हैं? एनीबडी? नो वन. कौन कौन अपने जीवन में केवल खुशी के लिए काम करते हैं? कैन यू रेज योर हैंड्स loud, just like this, you know, you can change your answer also. Maybe round about 50 or 60 people, to unka sara bank balance mein apne account mein transfer kar lunga. Kaun kaun apne jeevan mein paise aur khushi dono ke liye kaam karte hain? Majority. Okay, that's fine. I had put a question in very simple words. Maine aapse kaha tha ki agar aapko prashn theek lage, so then that is fine. Otherwise, we also can change the question. There is no problem. पर आप में से किसी ने नहीं बोला. Let me ask you, जीवन में खुशी के लिए काम करना चाहिए या खुशी से काम करना चाहिए? जोर से बताइए. Why didn't you make this point? What we all are doing today is, we are trying to chase happiness. हम खुशी के पीछे भाग रहे हैं. And whenever we chase happiness, we end up and we risk our lives of not creating happiness in our life. Lekin, agar aaj hum apne sankalpon ke andar ek simple change karein, jo angel life aap jiske bare mein sun rahe hain na, angels is not the state of existence, it's a state of being. Aapke man ke andar aapki kya feeling hai, that is what determines your life. So let us all today understand that our thoughts have the power to create our reality. जो संकल्प मैं अपने जीवन में करता हूं, उस संकल्प के द्वारा ही मैं अपनी सृष्टि, अपने जीवन को रच देता हूं. खुशी को चेज करेंगे, खुशी कभी नहीं आएगी. If I create happiness in everything that I am doing, happiness will automatically follow you in your life. So in today's 45 minutes journey, it's going to be an unraveling journeys. By the end of this session, all of you will have more knowledge than most of the doctors in this world today, because they still believe only in science. My first and a very simple question to you is, how many of us in this hall believe, hum mein se kaun kaun manta hai ki hamare soch, hamare future, hamare jeevan par asar dalte hain? Haath uthayenge? Okay, almost everyone believes so. My second question, how many of us get up every day in the morning and create our own future when we understand that our thoughts have the power to create our future? Bahut kam log ho jate hain. You see, this is the difference. We know that thoughts have the power to create our future. Still, today we get up, we press the same emotional buttons. हम उसी तरीके से उठते हैं, उसी प्रकार का हमारा व्यवहार होता है, उसी प्रकार की हमारी लाइफ होती है, उसी प्रकार के हमारे इंट्रैक्शंस होते हैं. एंड सेम इमोशनल बटन्स, सेम रिस्पॉन्सेज, सेम लाइफ, एंड देन वी कीप ऑन कंप्लेनिंग ऑफ पेन. हमारी जिंदगी में हमको दर्द महसूस होता है. आज हम चार चीजों के ऊपर प्रकाश डालेंगे. हाउ मेनी थॉट्स ईच वन ऑफ अस इज प्रोड्यूसिंग टूडे? डू अवर थॉट्स क्रिएट अवर रियलिटी एक्चुअली? क्या साइंस के पास ऐसी कोई एविडेंस है? आर अवर थॉट्स ओनली लिमिटेड टू अस, और दे आर अफेक्टिंग वेरियस एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ अवर लाइफ? हमारे जिंदगी के हर पहलू पर हमारे विचार असर डालते हैं. क्या साइंस ये प्रूफ करता है? आर अवर थॉट्स जो एक्टिंग ऑन डिफरेंट पैरामीटर्स? let us examine each one of them. Today, Natural Science Foundation in their study in 2005 showed that each one of us, hum sab jo yahan par baithe hain, ek din ke andar, ek average human being, 50,000 se 70,000 different thoughts generate karta hai. Out of those thoughts, 70% thoughts are negative thoughts, 95% thoughts are repetitive thoughts, and 90% thoughts are waste or useless thoughts. Aise hi soch rahe hain. Science kehti hai, keval 5% jo hamare vichar hai, only 5% of our thoughts that we generate today are positive, are powerful, or are purposeful thoughts. That is the state of existence, and that reveals the quality of our existence today on earth. Tabhi aaj aap dekhen ki agar ek factory ke andar 50,000 products mein se 48,000 products negative hote hain ya repetitive hote hain ya waste hote hain, keval 2,000 products kaam ke nikalte hain, would you call that factory a powerful positive factory or a useless factory? A useless factory. And this is the state of our mind factory today. Ek vichar, dusra vichar, teesra vichar, continuously we are generating. But unfortunately, we are not organized in our thinking. We are many times negative, nakaratmak soch hum generate karte hain. Kabhi kabhi, hamari soch bina kisi matlab ke chalti rehti hai. Sab kuch shakti hamare man ke andar hai, lekin jab hamara processor, hamara basic system is tarike se organized hai, then we don't expect a very good output from that system. And that is why today anger, emotions like negativity, like stress, like hatred, like jealousy, competition, fear, guilt, these have become an integral part not only of the medical system, but probably of the whole human race. How do our thoughts act? Very simple. Aap ek vichar generate karte hain, every thought makes you generate a choice. Jaise hi aapke man ke andar vichar aayega, aap ek choice create karenge. Jab aap us choice ko create karte hain, wo aapke jeevan mein aapko ek behavior deta hai. When you implement that particular behavior, you have an experience or a memory, aur wo experience aapko feelings deta hai, aur unhi thoughts ko bar bar generate karta rehta hai. To agar mere vichar roz same hai, roz negative hai, to mera behavior, mera emotions, mere experiences again will be negative. I will be caged in the same system. Mera jeevan jo hai, usi ek chakra view ke andar faske chala jata hai. Aaj jab aap yahan par aaye, to aapne us chakra view ko kal toda. Aur todkar 100% logon ne kal sham ko kaha ki aaj mujhe bahut achhi feeling hoti hai. Us achhi feeling ka keval ek karan hai ki yahan aate aapne apne vicharon ko parivartit kiya, unko ek naya disha nirdesh diya. You gave a new direction to the thoughts. When you gave a new direction to your thoughts, you had a new behavior, new experiences, new memories, a beautiful feeling, and then these thoughts become empowered. This is simple science. Your thoughts create your personality, and your personality creates your personal reality. That's it. Nothing more than that. Every thought that we are thinking is creating our future. Are our thoughts contained within our brain? Kya mere vichar mere man ke andar hi rehte hain? Log kehte the, maine socha hi to tha. Kai bari hum apni life mein bolte hain na, maine usse kuch kaha nahi hai. Maine keval socha hai. Lekin aaj science ye prove karti hai ki aapke sochna hi enough hota hai dusre vyakti tak apni vibrations ko pahunchane ke liye. Earlier what we used to have is EEG, jahan hum log brain ke upar map karte the aur brain wave patterns ke dwara brain ki activity ko hum log study kar sakte the. Today science clearly says this is no magic. Your thoughts are not contained within your brain. We have now machines like magnetoencephalogram, which are not touching your brain. They are not touching your brain. Just ye aapki brain ki activity ko study karte hain, brain ke metabolism ko study karte hain, and you see, this is the magic it creates, that in a normal person, you see an unbalanced wave pattern, but only after 15 to 25 minutes of meditation, the balancing of brain changes. Your thoughts are not contained within your brain. They are fast radiating outside your brain.
then where are our thoughts acting? Do science have some evidence? क्या साइंस के पास कोई विचार, कोई एविडेंस है कि हम विचारों की बात करते हैं? विचारों को बदलो तो दुनिया बदल जाएगी. कैसे बदल जाएगी? क्या हमारे पास कुछ ऐसे साइंटिफिक एक्सपेरिमेंट्स हैं जिसके द्वारा ये मैं विश्वास करूं, यस आई हैव द पावर टू चेंज? योर थॉट्स आर एक्टिंग एट डिफरेंट लेवल्स. लेट अस एग्जामिन ईच वन ऑफ देम. आपके विचार, आपके मन, आपकी जीन्स आपकी बॉडी पर एक्ट कर सकते हैं. आपके विचारों के अंदर शायद क्षमता है कि वो आपके परिवार, आपके संबंधों पर एक्ट कर सकते हैं. आपके विचारों के अंदर इतनी शक्ति भी है कि आपके नेचर, फूड, वाटर, भोजन, एटमॉस्फेयर, सब पर वो असर डाल सकते हैं. बट क्या आज साइंस इस चीज को मानने के लिए तैयार है? लेट अस एग्जामिन. व्हाट अबाउट माय जीन्स? वी ऑल हैव लर्न टू बिलीव दैट माय जीन्स आर माय डेस्टिनी. फोर क्वेश्चंस. आर मॉम एंड डैड माय पोटेंशियल? क्या जो जीन्स मुझे माता और पिता से मिली हैं, क्या वही जीन्स मेरी डेस्टिनी को डिटरमिन करेंगी? अगर इसका आंसर यस है, देन इट्स अ सीरियस प्रॉब्लम. अगर मेरे को डिजीज की जीन्स मिली हैं, देन द चांसेस ऑफ मी हैविंग डिजीज इज वेरी वेरी हाई. द सेकेंड क्वेश्चन इज, इफ वी आर ऑल प्री प्रोग्राम्ड एट विद अ जीन मैप, अगर हमारी जीन्स के अंदर ऑलरेडी प्रोग्रामिंग है, दैट मीन्स मेरा पोटेंशियल इज सेट एट बर्थ. माई परफॉर्मेंस लेवल इज नॉट चेंजेबल, वो डिटर्मिंड है मेरी पैदाइश पर ही. बट दिस इज अ सीरियस प्रॉब्लम अगेन. क्या इन द सेट ऑफ जीन्स, क्या मेरे पास कोई कंट्रोल है कि मैं अपनी जीन्स को एक्सप्रेस करवा सकता हूं या अपनी जीन्स को अनएक्सप्रेस करवा सकता हूं? अगर मैं ऐसा नहीं कर सकता, दैट मीन्स अगेन इट्स अ सीरियस प्रॉब्लम, क्योंकि मेरी जीन्स ऑटोमेटिकली दे विल स्टार्ट एक्सप्रेसिंग विद एज. एंड लास्ट थिंग इज, अगर मेरे परिवार में लोगों को हार्ट अटैक हुआ है, कैंसर हुआ है, तो ये बड़ी प्रॉब्लम है. क्या मेरे पास कोई ऐसा लाइट की स्विच की तरह, जैसे बेडरूम की स्विच के अंदर एक लाइट का स्विच होता है, उसी तरह मेरे पास कोई स्विच है जिसके द्वारा जो नेगेटिव जीन्स हैं उनको मैं अपने जीवन में ऑफ कर सकूं? और अगर ऐसा है, देन इट्स लाइक विनिंग अ हेल्थ लॉटरी, नॉट थ्रू अवर पेरेंट्स बट बाय अवर थॉट्स एंड बाय अवर एक्शंस. Let us examine what science has for us today. This science, what I am going to present, is scientific experiments not only carried out by the world, but also in Brahma Kumaris, in our own institute. This is called the science of epigenetics, which is like controlling, like study of molecular switches that can turn the gene off and on. Ek negative gene hai, epigenetics ka wo signal gaya, aapne us gene ko off kar diya. आपने पॉजिटिव सिग्नल भेजा, अच्छी जीन को आपने एक्सप्रेस करा दिया. दैट इज व्हाट इज कॉल्ड एपिजेनेटिक विदाउट एक्चुअली चेंजिंग द जीन. वेरियस इन्फ्लुएंसेस हैव अकर्ड, मोडालिटीज आर देयर फॉर स्टडिंग एपिजेनेटिक्स. व्हाट आई एम गोइंग टू फोकस टुडे इज ऑन मेडिटेशन. लेट अस एग्जामिन, कैन वी कंट्रोल अवर ओन डीएनए, कंट्रोलिंग अवर जीन इनसाइड आउट? दिस इज व्हाट डॉक्टर रॉबर्ट श्नाइडर प्रेजेंटेड, दैट द साइंस Unified laws of nature, it says, from a DNA to RNA to protein, cells, tissues, and henceforth, it creates the physiology of an individual and of the society. But he said, when we talk about thoughts and meditation, they are not acting at this level, they are going directly at the gene level and influencing our genetic makeup. How does this happen? You know, this is the double coiled helix DNA. And these are the genes. जब ये DNA coiled होता है, आप देख रहे हैं जीन बीच में छुपी हुई है, and it is not expressible. But epigenetic mechanisms are those mechanisms which go like a switch, और switch करके इस DNA को unfold करते हैं, और जो छुपी हुई जीन है, उसको ये express करा देते हैं by making that DNA accessible and making that gene active. That means outer mechanisms are acting to make the gene express. And this is very well established field of epigenetics. Do we have evidence for this? Yes, we do have. This is a study by Dr. Dean Ornish, published in 2008. The first ever evidence. What he did was, he took 30 people of prostate cancer. 30 log jinko prostate cancer tha. Inhone unko dawaiyan di. Aur dawaiyon ke saath saath, ek group ko unhone diet, exercise aur stress management meditation bhi sikhaya. After 6 months of this therapy, he saw that RAN, which is cancer-causing gene, was down-regulated. When this therapy was continued, you would be surprised that almost the expression of 500 plus genes, 500 से अधिक जीन्स का एक्सप्रेशन उन कैंसर के पेशेंट्स में चेंज हो गया, और जितनी भी कैंसर कॉजिंग जीन्स थी, ऑल ऑफ द कैंसर कॉजिंग जीन्स वर डाउन रेगुलेटेड एंड दीज पेशेंट्स स्टार्टेड एक्सपीरियंसिंग हेल्थ इन देयर लाइफ. द लॉन्गेविटी ऑफ दीज पीपल व्हेन दे वर प्रैक्टिसिंग मेडिटेशन इन एडिशन टू देयर मेडिकल थेरेपी वॉज सिग्निफिकेंटली हायर एज कंपेयर टू द अदर पीपल. दिस वॉज द फर्स्ट एविडेंस दैट यस, thoughts have the power to act on our genes. Numerous studies, what is the molecular signature of mind body integration, this was the meta analysis which was published in 2018, jisme unhone 20 studies se bhi zyada liya, where they show that our thoughts like epigenetic control have the power to affect the disease causing genes in a very very positive way. Let us see the structure of a chromosome. This is our chromosome. क्रोमोसोम इज लाइक अ शूलेस. आप जब जूते पहनते हैं तो शूलेस के एंड में आपने देखा है एक छोटी सी कैप होती है, और वो कैप होती है वो क्रोमोसोम की इंटीग्रिटी को मेंटेन करती है, और उस कैप को साइंस के अंदर टेलोमियर के नाम से जाना जाता है. अब एक बहुत इंटरेस्टिंग बात है जो आप सब समझिए, कि अगर हमारी जैसे जैसे उम्र बढ़ती है तो टेलोमियर लेंथ हमारी कम होती जाती है, और कम होने के कारण हमारा जीन एक्सप्रेशन जो है डिजीज कॉजिंग जीन्स वो बढ़ता जाता है. दैट इज वाई एज वी एज, जैसे जैसे हमारी उम्र बढ़ती है बीमारियां नेचुरली हमारी बढ़ती जाती हैं. तो दिस इज वॉट द स्टडी शोड दैट एज वी आर एजिंग द टेलोमियर लेंथ इज सिग्निफिकेंटली डिक्रीजिंग. उम्र के साथ टेलोमियर लेंथ कम होती है और डिजीज बढ़ती जाती है. There was a beautiful study taking this hypothesis that we carried out in our hospital in Delhi. We are treating patients of heart attack. So we took 102 patients between the age of 18 to 30 years only. Only the age of 18 to 30 years. They were young MIs, young patients. 20 se 30 saal ke umar ke beech mein heart attack. Ye log smoker nahi the aur ye log diabetic nahi the. Do major risk factor heart attack ke nahi the. We estimated their psychosocial stress on these parameters. On these parameters, home, work and general, never, sometimes, several times and permanent. And when we studied, we analyzed their chromosome, their telomere length. आप लोगों को जानकर हैरानी होगी कि उन 18 से 30 साल के बच्चे जिनको हार्ट अटैक हुआ था उनका टेलोमियर लेंथ वॉज मच 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 लेस एज कंपेयर टू दी जो उनके बराबर जो हेल्दी ह्यूमन बींग्स थे एज कंपेयर टू दोज ह्यूमन बींग्स. दैट मीन्स देयर क्रोनोलॉजिकल एज वॉज ओनली 18 टू 30 ईयर्स, बट देयर बायोलॉजिकल एज वॉज मच 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 हायर. 30 साल की उम्र में उनकी जीन का जो एक्सप्रेशन था वो 60-70 साल की उम्र का था. व्हाट वाज़ द कॉज? व्हेन वी कैरिड आउट द मल्टी रिग्रेशन एनालिसिस वी वर एबल टू सी अ सिग्निफिकेंट इफेक्ट ऑफ साइकोसोशल स्ट्रेस ऑन द टेलोमियर लेंथ ऑफ दीज इंडिविजुअल्स. दिस इज प्योर साइंस. वेयर आर वी हेडिंग? विदाउट द रिस्क फैक्टर्स ऑफ डायबिटीज एंड स्मोकिंग अवर थॉट प्रोसेस अवर स्ट्रेस इज डायरेक्टली हैविंग अफेक्ट ऑन अवर जीन्स. That is why today, आज आप देखेंगे बीमारियां बढ़ती जा रही हैं. आप देखिए कि the telomerase activity which increases the telomere length, this is science pure which says it increases by exercise, it increases by happiness, by a positive outlook, by optimism, by self love, creating love in our life. लेकिन वो व्यक्ति जो negative होते हैं, pessimistic होते हैं, no self love, ट्रोमैटिक स्ट्रेस डिसऑर्डर्स है, डोमेस्टिक वायलेंस, संबंधों में अच्छा ही नहीं है, नेगेटिविटी है, उनकी टेलोमेरेज एक्टिविटी कम होती है और टेलोमियर लेंथ कम होती है, एंड द डिजीज एक्सप्रेशन इज सिग्निफिकेंटली हायर. डॉक्टर एस दुरायमनी अगेन कैरिड आउट द सेम रिसर्च इन हाइपरटेंसिव पेशेंट्स. उन्होंने इन लोगों को जो हाइपरटेंसिव पेशेंट्स थे उनको दवाइयां भी दी, और दवाइयों के साथ साथ जब मेडिटेशन सिखाया गया तो शी शोड दैट यस, दोस पेशेंट्स हु मेडिटेटेड उनका टेलोमियर लेंथ बढ़ा, टेलोमेरेज एक्टिविटी भी बढ़ा, एंड कंट्रोल ऑफ हाइपरटेंशन वॉज मच बेटर एज कंपेयर टू दोस पेशेंट्स जो केवल दवाइयां लेते थे. दिस इज वेयर अवर थॉट्स आर क्रिएटिंग पावर. We have the power. Dr. Robert Schneider again studied the effect of stress reduction on secondary prevention of cardiovascular disease. Aapko jankar hairani hogi, in addition to the medicines and lifestyle changes, when we are practicing meditation, 48% lower chance of having heart attack and stroke in these patients over 5 years follow-up. So, today doctors prescribe 20 minutes of meditation twice a day. And this is no magic. We all today present here have the power to regulate our telomere length. This is what is called like having an environmental signal and creating our own conscious future. The older paradigm was we have a fixed DNA makeup. And the newer paradigm is your DNA isn't your destiny. Your destiny is totally in your own hands. Kya mere vichar, mere genes ke baad baad, mere shareer par bhi effect karte hain? Can they affect my healthy body just by thinking, can I have effect and change in the structure of the body? Harvard scientist, neuroscientist Dr. Leon carried a beautiful experiment on piano. What he did was, इन्होंने दो groups लिए, जैसे एक group और एक इधर group. इन्होंने एक group को actually बुलाया और बुलाकर उनको piano बजवाया, उनको सिखाया, and he made them play piano. दूसरे group को इन्होंने केवल piano के बारे में जानकारी दी और उनको कहा कि आप मन में केवल imagine करिए, create करिए कि आप piano play कर रहे हैं, without actually playing the piano. उनको piano play नहीं करने दिया. You would be surprised what were the results. When the scans were revealed, the regions of brain that control the piano playing fingers, they expanded in the brains of volunteers who imagined playing the music also. Yani keval jo soch rahe the ki main piano play kar raha hu, unke brain ke structure ke andar bhi keval soch ke dwara hi brain ka structure change hone laga. This is what the magic today we are creating. Our meditation and mental practice results in the similar reorganization of brain. जब हम कहते हैं, मैंने बोला नहीं है, मैंने किया नहीं है, मैंने केवल सोचा है, आपका सोचना ही आपकी body को, आपके structure को reorganize कर सकता है. There are numerous further experiments that have been shown. Similarly, in sports person, three groups, the NBA group was divided into three groups. एक group जिसको एक्चुअल प्रैक्टिस कराया गया, एक जिसने केवल विजुलाइज किया और थर्ड ग्रुप जिन्होंने कुछ भी नहीं किया. यू वुड बी सरप्राइज्ड दैट द इंप्रूवमेंट इन द पीपल हु एक्चुअली प्लेड बास्केटबॉल एंड दोज हु इमेजिन्ड प्रैक्टिसिंग, द इंप्रूवमेंट वाज ऑलमोस्ट सेम इन बोथ द ग्रुप्स. योर थॉट्स आर अफेक्टिंग योर बॉडी. दिस इज नाउ वेरी वेल proven in science. So whatever we want to create outside, agar hum bahar apne jeevan mein kuch acha dekhna chahte hain, sabse pehle we have to create that thing in our mind. Create that thing in your mind. Agar hum everything is happening twice in your life, agar aap yahan par aaye, sabse pehle aapne socha ki mujhe yahan jana hai, it happened in your brain and then you are here. So that is why, my dear friends, start your day with positive affirmation. Your thoughts of optimism, they lead to power. Your weak thoughts, your pessimistic thoughts can destroy your body and destroy your emotional state of mind. You are responsible for everything that is happening in your life. Can my thoughts affect my body in the disease process also? Agar main bimar hoon, kya dawaiyan mere liye enough hain? Kya bimari ke andar mera soch, mere thoughts, mere sharir ko affect kar sakte hain? Let us examine this. This is the study which is published in one of the most prestigious journal, NEJM. What they did was, they took patients of osteoarthritis. This is very well published. Osteoarthritis ke patients mein ko inhone do groups ke andar divide kiya. Dono groups ko pain hota tha. Ek group ko inhone directly proper osteoarthritic surgery ki. Aur dusre group ko inhone permission lekar, they did just a 8-bake surgery. Unhone keval holes create kiye. Without टचिंग देयर नी, केवल होल्स क्रिएट करके, सिमुलेट करके, उतना ही टाइम लगा के ब्लाइंडेड स्टडी थी, उन्होंने उनके नी को बंद कर दिया. व्हाट वाज द रिजल्ट्स? द रिजल्ट्स वर एज फॉलोज. एट नो पॉइंट डिड आइदर इंटरवेंशन ग्रुप रिपोर्टेड लेस पेन और बेटर फंक्शन देन द प्लेसिबो ग्रुप. द इंप्रूवमेंट इन बोथ द ग्रुप्स वॉज ऑलमोस्ट सेम. Those patients who were actually given a knee implant and those patients who just thought that they are better, this clearly showed that yes, your thoughts have the power to create and control your pain. These are called sham surgeries. There are numerous trials and today the recent analysis shows that 1/3 of the medical treatments, irrespective of the branch, are successful because the patients believe that they are going to be benefited. If you believe that you are going to be benefited by a treatment, the effect will definitely come. But your belief that I am not going to be benefited by the treatment, the effect will never ever come. Your belief has the power to heal you. So this is what is called the placebo effect, which is full of optimism, suggestibility and empathy. Lekin jaise placebo effect hota hai, वैसे ही एक एंटिटी होती है जो कि नोसीबो इफेक्ट. इफ आई स्टार्ट बिलीविंग दैट वन पर्टिकुलर ट्रीटमेंट इज गोइंग टू हार्म मी, दैट ट्रीटमेंट स्टार्ट्स हार्मिंग मी. वी हैव एविडेंस फॉर दिस. दिस इज कॉल्ड द नोसीबो इफेक्ट, वेयर पेसिमिज्म, एंग्जाइटी एंड कैटास्ट्रोफाइजिंग हैज बीन एसोसिएटेड विद नोसीबो इफेक्ट. नोसीबो इज हार्मलेस थिंग्स स्टार्ट हार्मिंग व्हेन आई बिलीव दैट दे विल हार्म मी. And today, science has shown that there are numerous studies where patients were given a placebo pill. Placebo pill. Two groups. One patients and the other group. The other one patient group were told there are no side effects. And the other group was told there are these side effects which happened because of this pill. Can you believe that those patients who were informed about the side effects of a placebo pill, they started developing those side effects just because they believed that this pill is going to harm us? This is what is called nocebo. Your positive thoughts have the power to heal you. Your negative thoughts also have the power to aggravate your illness. This is science today. We have to take care of what we are thinking. I'll share a beautiful story. Can our disease, can our thought power have effect in serious disease also? Look at this. This is amazing. This is one of the finest studies that I have seen. So this gentleman is called Mr. Stamatis Moratis. Now this was a Greek war veteran. He was placed in US. In 1976 when he retired, he was diagnosed with terminal lung cancer. इनको लंग कैंसर टर्मिनल फोर्थ स्टेज से डायग्नोस किया गया और इनको कहा गया कि आपके पास 6 महीने हैं आपकी लाइफ के अंदर, आप जो भी करना चाहें आप कर सकते हैं. सो ही थॉट कि मैं अमेरिका में अगर मेरा बरियल होगा तो इट विल कॉस्ट $200. लेट मी गो बैक टू माई टाउन विच इज कॉल्ड इकारी इन ग्रीस, देयर आई वुड प्रेफर टू डाई. तो ये वहां पर गए क्योंकि वहां पर बरियल केवल $10 क्रॉस कॉस्ट करता था. ही वेंट देयर. He started meeting his old friends. He started having a beautiful Mediterranean diet, vegetarian diet. He started being happy. He started meditating. And 1 mahina bita, 2 mahina bita, 6 mahine bit ga, he started growing vineyards in his place also. 1 saal, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 saal. And then he thought that I was supposed to die. Mujhe to marna tha, why am I alive? Let me go back to US 10 years later and ask my doctors who diagnosed me with lung cancer that what has happened to me. He went back to America to meet his doctors just to see that all the doctors jinhone inko diagnose kiya tha lung cancer se, they were already dead by that particular time. And this is what happened. The guy named Stamatis Moratis, who was diagnosed with cancer, told 6 months to live. He went back to doctors 10 years later to see them that he is still alive, only to find out doctors were dead, and he died at the age of 102 years. The man who forgot to die. And this was no magic. This was no magic. This analysis was carried out all over the world. And this town which was studied, this is the actual picture from the same town. This place is known as the island where people forget to die. Let us book a ticket to this island, isn't it? The island where people forget to die. When they are connecting with their faith, they are meditating, they are being happy on a natural diet, exercising every day, just being what we are supposed to be. Imagine your life 30 years back, when these digitally, we were digitally not so well connected. When we were not so well connected digitally, we were still very well connected with each other. Our faith has the power. There are 5 such zones which have been identified in this world. And these zones are called the blue zones on earth. The blue zones on earth. In California, Costa Rica, Italy, Greece and Japan, where these people have a chance of living more than 100 years, much more than what a normal human being is living. And one common thing in them is, they connect to their own selves. They connect to their roots. They are being happy. They are living their life naturally. They heal themselves naturally. This shows that your mind has the power to affect and win over your body. You can conquer any disease. Disease comes. Mind and meditation is very, very powerful adjunct to the medications. I don't say it's a replacement, but it's a very, very powerful adjunct to the medicines. And that is what you are going to do today. You are going to meet Dadi Janki. I have had innumerable personal experiences with him. One day morning I will go and she's really sick, she is being infused with some particular drugs, her state of mind is absolutely relaxed, bilkul nishchint hain. Doctors have advised her 5 days, 6 days of rest, not to move out of bed, and when I go back home, suddenly I come to know in the evening she is flying to UK. This is happening n number of times, winning over your body by your own mind power, governing your body the way you want to govern your own self. I remember when I suffered from multi-drug resistant tuberculosis. It was in 2003. I was being given 18 tablets in a single day, being injected by the most toxic injections of amikacin every day on my hand. I lost my hearing at that time. 2005, a brain surgery was done. A mass was taken out. But two lesions in cerebellum were not touched because it was very difficult to operate them. Coming out of the surgery, as I was healing, I thought, let me experiment on the meditation that we use in our lives. For 1 year, I did only one thing. I used to meditate. I used to take a glass of water, go into my meditation room, keep it there, give it powerful and positive vibrations, ki ye pani mere man ko aur mere brain ko completely clean kar dega. Nothing is going to happen to me. I will not need more medicines and not need anything in my life anymore. 1 year down the lane, when my scans were repeated, both the lesions in cerebellum had disappeared. This is what the power that you people have. I never shared this thing. This is the power that we people have when we use our mind power on ourselves. You have the power. Nobody is going to do this magic for you. Kisi jyotishi ke paas jayenge na ki mera health kaisa rahega? Mujhe batao kya mere paas theek rahega ya nahi? Kahi mujhe bimari to nahi aayega? It is not going to. You are the biggest magician for your own self. So one thought at a time, what you think, you will actually become. Can my thoughts affect my relations? Can my thoughts affect my relations? Go back to your home. Apne ghar ke andar jaiye. अपने परिवार के अंदर जाइए. देखिए, एक बहुत सुंदर एग्जाम्पल है जो जंगल से हमको सीखने को मिलता है. अ गजेल, अ डियर नेचुरली सेंसेस लॉयन कहां पर है और वो कभी भी शेर के पास नहीं जाता है, और अगर वो गलती से जाता है तो वो उसका शिकार बन जाता है. एंड साइंस हैज क्लियरली शोड द रीजन फॉर दिस इज द एनर्जी कैन बी फेल्ट एट अ डिस्टेंस. And you know, my dear friends, we are not just physical entity, we are energy waves interacting with each other. Earlier, what we used to study was Newtonian physics. Today, science is working on quantum physics. Quantum is energy interaction. We are all emitting energy. The proof is, koi vyakti bahut shant hai. The moment that person comes in the hall, you see, the vibrations of the hall will change. The person brings that vibrations with his or herself. He must understand that today, we human beings, unfortunately, are taught to communicate with language. We are only taught to communicate with language when we know we have the ability to use vibrations. My dear friends, language was designed to hide feelings. Language can lie. Feelings and vibrations can never lie. They can never lie. If we all learn to interact with our positive thoughts, if we all actually have the feelings of love, of care for each other, we don't need to speak a word. It's only our brains are interacting. It's only our minds are automatically connecting. Aap dekhte hain kisi ke yahan jayenge, 5-star atmosphere hai, sab kuch hai, lekin aapka unke ghar pani peene ka bhi man nahi karta hai. और किसी और के पास जाएंगे, उसके पास कुछ भी नहीं है, लेकिन वो इतना प्यार आपको देता है, सब कुछ आपके लिए रख देता है. एंड यू हैव अ मील देयर व्हेन इट वाज नॉट प्लान्ड. इट इज प्योर वाइब्रेशंस एट वर्क. दैट इज व्हाई वी मस्ट अंडरस्टैंड दैट टुडे वी मस्ट लर्न इन अवर फैमिली टू कम्युनिकेट विद वाइब्रेशंस. व्हेन वी से वी क्रिएट अवर होम, वी चेंज अवर होम इनटू अ एंगर फ्री जोन, वी कैन क्रिएट अ एंगर फ्री जोन only by creating a positive energy here. प्यार से, संकल्पों के द्वारा आप वो एनर्जी अपने परिवार, अपने संबंधों के अंदर रेडिएट करिए. You see, not in 1 week, not in 3 days, it will change in hours. Vibrations have the power to change within a day, less than a day, it can create magic. Can I communicate with my thoughts? Can I communicate with my thoughts? Did any one of you have these feelings? Ki are main abhi to aapko yaad kar raha tha, I was remembering, and suddenly I get a call. Kis kis ke saath hota hai? Haath utha ke bataiye. Everybody, without an exception, this happens. This is called telepathic communications. Your thoughts are destined to reach the human being for whom you have created. They are value neutral. चाहे वो सकारात्मक हैं, चाहे वो नकारात्मक हैं, लेकिन वो उस व्यक्ति तक जरूर पहुंचते हैं जिसके लिए आपने वो जनरेट किए हैं. योर थॉट्स हैव द पावर. अगर आप संकल्पों को शुद्ध और पावरफुल बनाएंगे, आपके संकल्प चाहे मिलियन ऑफ किलोमीटर्स दूर आपसे वो हों, वो संकल्प उस व्यक्ति तक जरूर पहुंचते हैं. जो चीज हम जानते हैं, आज साइंस ने उसको प्रूव करने में कई सौ साल लगाए. दे कैरिड आउट एन एक्सपेरिमेंट विद अ पर्सन सिटिंग इन मुंबई एंड द अदर पर्सन सिटिंग इन इटली, एंड दिस वॉज द सर्किट दे डिजाइंड टू ट्रांसमिट द मैसेज, एंड द मैसेज वॉज हेलो. वेन ही क्रिएटेड अ थॉट ऑफ हेलो, द सेम पर्सन कॉट दीज फीलिंग्स ऑफ हेलो सिटिंग इन इटली. This is where science proves that yes, your communication can happen even by your thoughts. Language is designed to hide our feelings. Can our thoughts affect our water, our food? Kya bhojan ka, jo main pani peeta hoon, jo main bhojan khata hoon, kya mere vicharon ka us par asar pad sakta hai? Let us experience this power. Let us see this power today. This was the experiments carried by Dr. Masaru Emoto. Very well proven. Aap internet pe inki sari published studies dekh sakte hain. He used emotional energies and vibrations to change the physical structure of water. Inhone water ko same source se liya aur ek jagah water ko feeling di you are ugly aur dusri jagah water ko feeling di I am thankful. Only after few minutes of meditation you see the structure of water from the same source significantly changed. He took different emotions, thank you, wisdom, truth, eternal, and so on and so forth. Jab bhi inhone positive emotions liye, you see the crystal pattern of water. Aur jab inhone negative emotions liye, you see the crystal pattern of water. It was really disastrous. And he went on to say, by holding intention of peace towards water, by thinking and speaking and acting with intention of peace towards water, water can and water will bring peace to our lives. That is why in Brahma Kumaris for last 35 years when I am associated, hum jab bhi bhojan khate hain aur pani peete hain, you see, you are asked to meditate. You are asked to transmit the powerful energy that is there in your mind to your water, that yes, this water is going to heal me. And you see, that is what is called a charged water. Is the effect same on the food also? These experiments were carried down on rice grains also. And you see, this was the magic. Same chawal ke dane ko jab pyar ki feeling di gai aur dusre ko nafrat ki feeling di gai, you see, within a day, when the feeling of hatred was given, there was fungus in the rice grains. Whereas the feeling of love maintained the rice grains as absolutely healthy. Does our thought are affecting our nature also? Yes, my dear friends, we have ample of evidence now to show that when we create powerful and positive energy, jab plant ko same source se liya gaya, ek ko I love you ki feelings, dusre ko hate you, aur teesre ko ignore, see the difference within a week what happened. Jis plant ko aapne love, pyar se diya, you are my own, you are going to be fine, you see, that plant remained healthy. Your thoughts are affecting not only your body, not only your environment, not only your food, water, but even they have effect on the nature also. But the million dollar question was, are our thoughts also affecting the environment of a city? Do our thoughts have the power to transform the environment of a city? Yes, the experiments have been carried out. This was the study which was carried out in Washington. In 1993, what they did was, they deployed 4,000 meditation practitioners in Washington, D.C. And they were asked to meditate for 30 minutes for 6 weeks only, with the aim to reduce violence by creating a powerful influence on a larger level of consciousness. And they observed a 23% increase in crime in the whole Washington city. whole Washington city. And what they suggested was that a permanent deployment of meditators, only 4,000 meditators in a city of 1 million people, would lead to 50% decrease in crime in Washington. Your thoughts are creating the environment. Agar aap keval 400-500 log bhi agar apna karya positive energy ke dwara karte hain, your thoughts are going to radiate with highest possible frequency and they are going to transform the city also. And my dear friends, this is what is called unlocking the God gene within ourselves. We have the power. We all have the potential to unlock the powers of mind and create our destiny. Your destiny cannot be created by us. Your destiny cannot be created by God, but God empowers you. Aap ek vyakti ke andar wo itni shakti bharta hai ki aap apna future, apni destiny swayam apni shakti ke dwara create kar sakte ho. Every day you are gifted with 1440 gold coins. Jab aap uthte hain na to aapke sirhane par 1440 minute ke packets ka ek gold coin rakha hota hai, and these gold coins are 1440 minutes that you are gifted every day. That means we have 1440 opportunities to make a very powerful and a positive impact, not only on our lives but lives of every human being with whom we are meeting. This is what we shared yesterday. There are millions and millions of people who are waiting to be touched by you, to be healed by you. Lekin this healing can happen only when we heal ourselves. We heal our mind. We create, consciously create a positive destiny. And I have learned to live in my life that meditation and positive thinking is the best way to rewrite nature's blueprint. This is the most beautiful and the simple way to rewrite nature's blueprint. And there is a science behind it. There is a very logical science behind it. And this is because when we create a positive signal, when we create a positive signal, you see, this positive signal radiates fast to the 50 trillion cells on the in the human body. You are a conglomerate of 50 trillion cells. Each cell is individually capable. आप देख रहे हैं यहाँ पर अगर 700 लोग बैठे हैं, सब 700 लोग अपने आप में अपनी लाइफ का डिसीजन लेने के लिए सक्षम हैं. लेकिन जब एक पावरफुल एनर्जी आती है, एक पॉजिटिव एनर्जी आती है, then everybody loses their individual intelligence and they start acting according to the command of the positive energy. They all start dancing in the same way. And every cell has the power of 1.4 volts. That means at any given point of time, you are a reservoir of 70 trillion volts of power. Just imagine that one signal going to your body and everything. This energy is called chi, and you can, by training and meditation, you can focus this energy for positive healing. My dear friends, this is what is called creating a conscious future. You all have the power. This future is not going to be created or written by anyone else. This future has to be created and has to be written by us. It has to be designed by us. It has to be designed and blueprinted in each one of our brains. Aap ek vyakti ke andar ek blueprint design karne ki extremely powerful energy hai. 70 trillion volts of energy. Keval programming ko change karna hai, to yahan se ek signal jane ki aavashyakta hai. Once a single signal radiates to the body, every cell dances in harmony and healing happens. And when we do this, we are called healers. We are not just called doctors. So my message to you is, yes, our thoughts have the power. We understand that science proves beyond doubt. It has taken years to prove. It has now gone beyond doubt that yes, your thoughts have the power to heal ourselves. Now we are going to a different dimension. We are studying the effect of Raja Yoga meditation on our genetic structure and the telomere length. And I am very, very sure about the results that yes, magic is going to happen when all positive energy come together and heal our body. So let us all join together and consciously create our future. Om Shanti. Thank you.